What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are in Gage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day, broadcasting in the booth, beautiful Madeira Beach, Florida. That's thunder. Can you hear that? That was thunder happening outside. This is Wednesday, August 10th, and we're going through our devotion. Well, thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day month to month. A lot of people joining us. Welcome for the ride. You can follow along on the Engaging Heaven Today devotional. We're going to jump in August 10th. Today's devotional is called Solomon's Wisdom. Scripture is found in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9. It says, "Therefore give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to judge the great people of yours?" The devotional says, God is going to speak to you in His words, in His ways. Like King Solomon, we need discernment if we're going to be able to recognize good and evil. Wisdom is being able to step back from a situation, knowing in everything there's good and evil, and choosing what is right. How do you know what is good? By reading the Bible and by learning to listen to God. Your conscience, the voice inside of your head, is that part of you which should constantly be turned to God. We're going to pick up things throughout our day that are not beneficial for our life. So it's important that we're listening to the right things, that we're discerning between good and evil. The Bible warns us about itching ears and how they'll lead towards human desire away from wisdom. That's found in 2 Timothy 4:3. But God's desire for you is to live in the miracle realm of faith and to come to a full knowledge of what He's calling you to do. Pray today, God, give me a hearing ear, a listening heart, wisdom, and discernment. I love this scripture. I love this devotional because, you know, here Solomon is basically praying. The Lord comes to him and says, What do you want me to do for you? And I believe at that moment he could have said anything. I believe he could have said, you know, give me armies, give me wealth, whatever. I mean, the Lord really asked him, what is the desire of your heart? And his prayer was, Lord, give me a discerning heart. Give me a hearing ear. Discernment is one of those things that people don't see valuable until they can't see anymore, right? It's like on the earth today, you know what we really, really need is discernment. Facts. I had a pastor call me this week and say, well, first of all, with all that's going on in the news right now, and yes, I do think the government's crazy, but at the end of the day, or part of it, I should say, the government isn't crazy, but I do think that, you know, this thing with Trump, obviously they don't like him. Obviously they know there's an election coming, but there's a part of this where I had a pastor say to me the other day, did you ever think, because, you know, the church really, really, really supported Trump. And I had a pastor say, genuinely, I always wondered if I was on the wrong side of history. You know, the church wants to worship something so bad, and when we see a threat of something healthy, which there was, right? There was a lot of Trump that we didn't like, but there was a lot we did, right? He exposed corruption systems. He was very friendly towards evangelicals. But the truth is, we Christians are so quick to throw it all in, like everything in. And the reality is, look, man, we need discernment. This isn't about a political party. We are so stuck on making something on this earth reduced to our form. It's not about a political party. This is about the kingdom of God. And there's not going to be a leader that's going to be flawless. The arrogance will come up. The pride will come up. Things will be exposed. We're not here cheering for Jesus, friends. It's a person. And we need discernment. Because a lot of prophets blew it, trying to prophesy Trump and jumping on this, and it just sounds bizarre. And now, I mean, we're praying, we don't know, but now you're looking at a fact that he realistically couldn't run. And so, look, the truth is, it's all in God's hands, but that was one of many small things that showed us we need discernment. We need to know the times and seasons. We really need to know what God's saying about situations, because if we don't have discernment, we don't have anything. And one thing we learned from Solomon's wisdom, because that's what he prayed for. He said, give me an understanding of heart. Give me a hearing ear. One translation says, give me a discerning heart for what? That I would know what good and evil is. Because we have to know. We can't just rely on, you know, what you think is your strength or not fully going into what the Lord is saying. Because in every situation, that's why Pastor Youngie Cho wrote a book called The Fourth Dimension. You see in 2D, you see in 3D, but God wants us to see in 4D. 4D is a fourth dimension, another aspect, a fourth man in the fire. It's the unseen realm, the angelic realm. That's the realm we need to focus on. I'm so tired of this realm. Most of the prophetic words you hear are people reacting to what they see on the earth. A lot of the stuff you hear from people, from the Lord, it's just reaction to darkness. We're not hearing anything real from heaven. It's just a lot of responses and regurgitated opinions. Man, I want to know what the Lord is saying right now. I want to know what the Father is doing. I want to know what he's saying. And unfortunately, to hear that, you've got to turn down the volume of the world. You're not hearing that and, you know, and being in your own right mind today. So today I pray, my prayer for you is that we would have wisdom and that we would have understanding and that we would have a heart to step into the things that God has for us. That's my desire, because the truth is we can't get there with this current level of understanding. We need to pray like Solomon did. Lord, give me a hearing heart. Give me a hearing ear. Why? So I would discern. And from that discernment, we'll step into the things that God has for us. Father, today I pray for every person within the sound of my voice that we would understand what your Spirit is saying, that we would step into a place of discernment, that we wouldn't look to the right or the left. Our eyes would be focused on you. And like Solomon, our prayer is not for ourselves. It's not for our own political party. Our prayer is that you would give us a heart of wisdom to discern, that you would give us a hearing ear to hear your heart, to discern what you're doing. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, friends. Love you. Thank you for tuning in. Hit me up online. Let me know you're being blessed. We'll see you tomorrow. What a great day today. Have a wonderful Wednesday.